Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith and narration which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet speaks about jealousies and the harm of jealousy. As you know, jealousy is one of those evil traits which has been reprimanded and which has been frowned upon in Islam. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: and from the evil of the jealous one when he is jealous. So in this verse, Allah Ta'ala describes the jealous person as being evil and being bad. In this beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad says, Allah, mighty and exalted, said the following to Moses, son of Imran: verily, the jealous is discontented with my bounties and wards off the shares I have apportioned to my servants. Here in this beautiful tradition, which is in fact a hadith Qudsi, meaning in this tradition, we are learning and we're hearing what God said to one of his servants, in this case, Moses. The Prophet is relating this this statement by God to Moses. Of course, all of the words of the Quran are the words of God as well. But there's a difference between a hadith Qudsi, as you know, and revelation. There's a small difference. We don't want to go off into a tangent here and enter into this discussion. We just want to kind of allude to the fact that there's a difference between these sacred traditions and revelation proper, such as the Quran. In this hadith Qudsi, in the sacred tradition, God kind of analyzes why the jealous person is jealous, or what is the actual concomitant of somebody being jealous. What's the corollary of somebody actually being jealous in theological or in moral terms? When a person is jealous, like let's say that you're jealous of your brother. Your brother is richer than you, or let's say that, you know, he has more children than you, or let's say that he's more successful in business, in business than you, or he's more educated than you, or whatever. You're jealous of him. In reality, what is this? Actually, we are being discontent with the bounties of God. In other words, we're actually kind of implying that if it was up to me, I would have distributed these bounties in a better way, you know, than God did. You know, I would have given, for example, you know, the same bounty to myself than my brother. Right? So in fact, actually, we're kind of objecting to God's wisdom, his knowledge, his power, or his management of these blessings, right? So in effect, we're calling into question a lot of the attributes of God. And when we take into consideration the fact that these attributes, right, these are all identical with God's essence, right? They all stem from and emanate from his the necessity of his existence. His existence is boundless and infinite existence and his perfection. In reality, we're calling into question God himself, you know, as a fact that, you know, God is God, right? So in effect, even though technically we can't call this shirk, in the legal sense of the term, it ultimately results in shirk. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We're looking at jealousy in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.